Hey, everybody, what's going on? Today is Friday. It is July 1st. Man, oh, man. Halfway point of our year. Halfway. Here we go. All right, listen, let's talk about what's happening this weekend, Saturday, tomorrow. iThrive. That's where we're going to be. 12 to 2 p.m. Now, some people have already hit me up and they're like, dude, I can't wait till Saturday and I don't want to deal with the traffic because I live further north. So I'm coming in today and actually already made appointments and are going today on Friday and still getting the 30% discount. So all you have to do is do this. 858-240-1497. 858-240-1497. Guys, we'll be there between 12 and 2 p.m. tomorrow. I'm getting the immune boost. And listen, again, so many people right now I know have COVID. I can't even believe it. Like, I thought it was over and done with. So I'm getting the immune. I'll see you guys tomorrow. 30% savings, 858-240-1497. If you're looking for fun things to do over the course of the weekend, let me give you a few things. One, 7 Mile Casino, 7milecasino.com. Start off by saying, if anybody's got any gambling-related issues, you know, blackjack and poker are supposed to be fun, man. It's not supposed to take over your life. 1-800-GAMBLER, should that be the issue. But let me say this. Smoke-free environment over here. I mean, you know, blackjack, poker, table games, no smoking. Sammy's Restaurant and Bar over here, the Bay of Chula Vista, 7 minutes south of downtown San Diego. You're looking for something fun to do this 4th of July holiday weekend, air-conditioned and ready for you. 7 Mile Casino, 7milecasino.com. Other things that you might want to do this weekend, go see Brian. He's down at, not Hot Sauces anymore. He's now down at West Coast BBQ, westcoastbbqshop.com. West Coast BBQ. Listen, if you want a big green egg, or maybe you got one at Eggfest, come on down. You've seen his refrigerator of all kinds of really super high-end meats, tomahawk steaks, New York steaks, fillets. Just guy goes out and gets the most highest quality stuff, dude. So West Coast BBQ Shop, whether you're thinking about a grill or an egg, or you're thinking about meats or hardware, anything for grilling, West Coast BBQ Shop, westcoastbbqshop.com. All right. Hey, maybe you're thinking about a new car this weekend, holiday weekend, big sales, you know, Mazda Vescondito, mazdavescondito.com. But even if you're not thinking about a new car, but you have a used car and you're thinking about, how can I sell this and get top dollar? How can I make it easy? Go see Alan. He's the general manager at Mazda Vescondito. He needs your used cars and he's paying top dollar for them. Who am I missing here? Oh, how could I forget? Because I'm going there later today myself. Tory Holistics, man. Oh, yeah. Brand new promo code, SD Pride. SD Pride. Spend $75 or more, you're saving 20%. 4th of July weekend, all your favorite cannabis products for whatever you use it for, sleep, pain management, recreation, whatever, Tory Holistics. And I'll be stopping in there a little bit later on today myself. And oh, by the way, speaking of brands, I saw the LA Times article earlier this week about our friends from HVGC, Hellman Valley Growers Company, the former Marines now in the cannabis industry. They got a great product. They've got a great cause, and you love supporting military people. So HVGcompany.com is the website. HVGcompany.com is the website. And I guess the last person I think I should mention is Gary Cooper, Mountain Trust Mortgage and Realty Services. You know, this weekend, maybe you're looking for a new condo. Maybe you're in the housing market and you're trying to buy something right now. You've noticed the dip and you know that there's not quite as much competition and people aren't outbidding each other to get that place all of a sudden. Hey, buyers, this could be your time. Call Gary Cooper, 858-376-1299, 858-376-1299. Anything having to do with lending or real estate, this is our guy, Mountain Trust and Gary Cooper. All right, it's Friday. Let's get going today on a Friday afternoon. Let's do it. Hey, great friends, what is going on? It is Friday. Yeah, I'm excited about this weekend. I got to be honest with everybody. You know, it's 4th of July weekend. To me, that always kind of feels like really the start of what's going to be a great summer. You know, I haven't even been to the fair not one time this entire summer, and I guess I'm not going to make it, although I've dealt with the traffic plenty. But anyway, yeah, I'm excited about 4th of July weekend. I hope everybody out there has a great weekend upcoming, but let's spend a couple hours together here. So anybody listening on radio on 1090, glad you guys are here. For those of you that are on YouTube, get involved in our chat. And the chat's been on fire the last couple of days. You know, make sure you comment down below, like, subscribe, do all the things that we ask you to do if you can, because it all helps out the show on YouTube. audio podcasters, you can be out this weekend taking a walk on the beach, taking a cruise, be listening, catching up. Make sure you contact us on Twitter at Kaplan and Crew or on Instagram or on Facebook, whatever. And for those of you that will watch us tonight on television, hang out with us tonight, 7, 8 p.m. Although we're going to have a really, really hard time competing for eyeballs when you consider it's Padres-Dodgers game 2 tonight on TV. So just DVR it. We get it. Grande, Brown Man, crazy day yesterday. In the middle of the day, we got the whole USC-UCLA rumors. But by the end of the day, USC and UCLA were putting out press releases that they're taking off for the Big Ten. And immediately, just like we all thought, well, what does that mean for San Diego State? Of course, San Diego State is saying publicly, we're surveying and analyzing and trying to figure out what's best for us now. Mm-hmm. So,
stop it.
What do you mean, stop it?
Stop it. That's a lie. They're lying. No one's going to be upset with them. Just go, yeah, we're trying to get in that Pac-10, Pac-12, whatever it's down to, we won't end.
I think the rumor that is exciting me the most as a college sports fan is the union of the Big 12 and Pac-12. What terrifies me the most as a San Diego State fan is the union of the Big 12 and the Pac-12 conferences. That you can get left out real quick if you don't act quickly. So
yes,
Big 12 and the Pac-12. That's kind of the rumor that you know that's what's going
to
happen.
We are on our way to three, unless four people mess around. I think the ACC is going to merge or split personally. And I think that the Pac-12, because they're so obviously far west, and the Big 12, the schools down in Texas and kind of Midwest, it just makes sense. You know, when you look at a map of schools, it just makes sense. Now, if you look at that map, there's a glaring hole in Southern California. Mm-hmm. There's not one single Southern California team in that proposed union, I should say. But if I'm a college sports fan, I mean, I've already accepted power conferences are coming. That's what it is. Just going to be three, maybe four power major conferences, and then everybody else. That's what. But as a San Diego State fan, I am petrified that they're going to get left out.
But wait, just one more time. The rumor is what that because I didn't hear about this one. Because like yesterday, my immediate thought was, you know, other schools will jump ship. You're saying that the rumor is that the Big 12 and the Pac-12 will like somehow come together?
I mean, you have 20 teams remaining. I'll just pull this up. I saw this. Yeah.
So what?
Go ahead.
Obviously, USC and UCLA are going to the Big 10. The Pac-10 or 12, whatever it is, will add two teams, and then they will basically have like a marriage, so to speak, because they're obviously partners through the Rose Bowl. So my concern, I only care about one thing in this entire – that's hilarious.
All right, wait, let's just say about, finish your thought, Browner. You only care about one thing, and then I got to talk about this map that we're looking at here.
I only care about one thing, dude.
Go ahead.
Why? If San Diego State doesn't get in the Pac-12, stop the school sports because they'll be irrelevant. Just play basketball. Do not play football anymore. It will be pointless to cover it. It will be pointless to give out scholarships.
That's really kind of sucks considering they just spent, you know,
$300 million.
A lot of money. Yeah, a lot of money on a brand new stadium.
Well, it'll be wasted.
Listen, it might be, but you know what? Listen, I'm telling you, thinking that San Diego State is going to immediately jump into the Pac-12, I just don't think it's really going to happen unless, because you know how yesterday it sort of came from out of left field, USC and UCLA were leaving, and it started as, is this true? It's a report. And then again, by the end of the day, it was actually really happening. Unless everybody was positioning behind the scenes because everybody knew, but that's a long time for something to not get out until the day it actually happens. So I wonder how many people in college sports were caught by surprise, or how many people like San Diego State, for example, already knew it was going to happen and have already started to position their way in. But you see, the thing is that if you go jumping into the Pac-12 like right away, it's probably a good thing because you know where you're going, but you're not positive who your partners are going to be, because I got to tell you guys, I'm not so sure that everybody's going to stand pat. USC, UCLA leaves, and then Oregon and Washington and all these other schools go, well, our solution is San Diego State and Boise State. I don't think so. So I'm not sure.
So this is why I disagree with you. Washington to the Big Ten is not a draw. Oregon might be in the slightest.
Why is it not? Why is Washington not?
Because what does Washington, whether it be market size, school history, or education, offer the Big Ten that they don't already have?
No, they fit perfectly in the conference. They actually fit perfectly. Well, first of all, you get the Seattle television market, number one. So now you're expanding your brand to the West, and in this case, the Pacific Northwest. And secondly, Washington has a solid tradition of college football in particular. I mean, they've been a national championship team. Now it's been a long time. But in terms of that kind of school, Washington, Wisconsin, Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State, these schools all mesh nicely. I'm not
Washington
sure what
is not in that class at all. Oh, not I even totally, in Wisconsin's class.
In what way?
What
in football and in education?
In football and basketball. This is about football and basketball. And if you want to get to education, you can. But what does Washington have to offer you that you already don't have in Wisconsin and Indiana Michigan State? Like, you already have these large markets. You don't need that one because you're getting Los Angeles.
I disagree. So I totally disagree. Completely, totally. Listen, why would you not want Seattle? You don't want Seattle? Seattle's not a good market?
For what? For what? They have no basketball team. They have football is obviously great in Seattle, but outside of that, the Mariners don't draw. Like, they don't draw.
Yeah, but
there's no real, there's no passion for Husky football.
Oh, I totally disagree. Totally disagree.
Okay.
I mean, go look at their attendance figures.
Browner, I guess I'll ask it this way. Why wouldn't you want it if it's an option?
Because at this point, adding that, you're now diluting the product, because bringing in USC name, bringing in UCLA name, those are headline grabbing names.
But you're building power.
You don't need Washington to do that. I would argue you need, now if you were making this argument about Oregon, I'd be like, okay.
No, Oregon brings a lot to the table.
Right.
But again, if you're the Big Ten and you're thinking about, will we expand and will we take on other Pac-12 schools, Washington and Oregon are probably the most attractive right off the bat. Oregon Yes. State, Washington State, Arizona, maybe for basketball, maybe Arizona. But like these other schools, Stanford, Cal, Washington, and Oregon. Now you control Southern California and the Pacific Northwest. And if you're the Big Ten, you've already owned the Midwest. You think you have a piece of the Eastern Seaboard, because we talked about it yesterday. You've got Rutgers, which is sort of, kind of, it's New Jersey, but they think they've got the TV market in New York. And you've got D.C. with Maryland, even though I don't think Maryland really fits in that conference anymore. Nonetheless, put the map back up, Alex. This is so fascinating. I love the fact that we all have so much passion for this story, too.
My passion is solely focused on San Diego State in accordance to this.
All right, so what are we looking at here, Alex?
This is just what it would look like if the Pac-12 and the Big 12 merge into the Big 12, basically. Because obviously,
let me just ask a question. Mm-hmm. So University of Central Florida in Orlando and Cincinnati, granted they had a great football season, but those two schools are joining the Big 12 because Texas and Oklahoma are leaving, right?
Right.
So just want to point this out. So what Central Florida and Cincinnati did was they went, well, we're in a bad conference. I think they were in Conference USA or something like that. Or the American Atlantic Conference, AAC. Yeah. So what those two schools did is they went, well, we're the best football schools in this kind of crappy conference. And two powerhouses left a good conference. We can go join a power conference. The only issue is that Central Florida and Cincinnati joined a conference, but they're not quite sure who will remain in the conference with them. That's my only caution for San Diego State. It's going to be better to join the Pac-12 because it gets you up a notch. But then when Oregon and Washington, theoretically, Cal and Stanford leave, now you're left with no USC, no UCLA, no Cal, no Stanford, no Washington, no Oregon.
And the reason I implore Pac-12, the reason I implore Big 12, like joining anyone, regardless of what they turn into, you don't get left behind. That's all that this is about. Don't get left behind. And if you don't join those and you get stuck in whatever the Mountain West turns into when Boise joins the Big 12, if UCF joins the ACC and West Virginia goes to the ACC, so now they're looking for other schools and it's clearly going to be Boise. Like, you can't get left behind. I don't think they will. I think they're too attractive. As if we're talking about schools in the Mountain West when you're trying to get one, I think they're too attractive comparatively to all the other ones.
Yes.
But my point, Scott, is not really like the details are almost insignificant here for me. My biggest thing is don't get left behind.
Yes.
I think I'm with you. I understand what you're saying. I mean, look, remember how San Diego State so many years ago, this is how desperate San Diego State has been to attempt to try and join the big leagues. I mean, there was a time, I don't know, 15 years ago, they tried to join the Big East.
Yeah.
Back in the day, way back that. In the day. And it was San Diego State. And I want to say it was Boise State that were combining they were the USC UCLA of their conference.
It was like, you know, and it was like ridiculed because what do you mean San Diego State in the Big East? And now look.
Yeah. I know. And I saw an article earlier today in the LA Times where they started to do the math on the amount of travel that USC and UCLA teams will have to do, you know, the mileage, because Michigan will play Ohio State. And Michigan will play Wisconsin, and Michigan State will play Illinois, and all these other, you know, Big Ten schools that are kind of really close by. And USC and UCLA are going to be schlepping, you know, a lot.
3-hour flights, round trip, every game.
Yeah. Yep.
Nobody cares.
My buddies were talking,
that's a great cares. Article to write. No one cares.
No, they don't. Nobody cares because the TV money is such that the travel is going to be really exhausting. We don't care. Well,
they ain't
got to
do
win?
It.
Yeah, don't you want to win? Well, yeah, but I'm sure there are a lot of studies that explain West Coast football teams going into the Eastern time zone and playing at noon and what that means to the body and blah, blah, blah.
With technology and the way classes are given nowadays, you can get to wherever Michigan at on
Thursday.
2 days
ahead of time.
Yeah.
You can. Yeah.
Dude, sure. I read on the press release that USC sent out. Mm-hmm. My mind was blown by the number of student athletes they have. And how insignificant that number is compared to the actual class at USC. Like, people want to make that argument about what about the travel? What about the kids? What about their school and their act? It's 500 people. It's 500 kids.
500 athletes?
500 athletes at USC.
Damn. That's all.
500.
Wait. So you got, call it 100 guys on the football team. And then after that,
yeah,
you got 30 guys on the baseball team,
15 on the basketball.
Yeah, 30 on the soccer. They don't even have soccer for men.
And if we start talking about scholarship athletes, that number completely gets cut in half almost.
And you know who doesn't care about that travel? The kids that are signing up to be part of the travel.
Exactly.
So when adults that aren't even at that school start arguing and making an argument about travel, you know who like voluntarily went to USC to play softball? That girl that knew about the travel.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting that the travel is something that anybody cares about. I'm just suggesting that it will be analyzed.
It will be,
you know.
There's no way it doesn't affect their performance. Like, we hear about it all the time when San Diego State has to go to Laramie. It's the only time they actually charter a flight because they don't want to, you know. I don't know how many other basketball schools travel private. I know their football team does at San Diego State. But it's, you know, you hear about it every time San Diego State has to go to Wyoming. You always hear about the travel.
But it's a talking point so people can write articles and put excuses for why they may or may not lose performance.
But the geography makes it interesting, doesn't it? Yes. I mean, you're talking about LA schools that now have to go to Michigan, which
but that's
is
the appeal.
But they might do it once in a season. But now it's their conference opponents, so there's a lot.
But you know,
anyway,
when the school like sees that article and they rip it up and throw it in the trash, because then you have game day on Saturday and there's 10,000 kids in front of the Coliseum at 7 a.m. because they're about to play Michigan on a random Saturday in September.
It will change everything.
USC and UCLA are going to play all their home games when it's in the end of the season, when it's not cold in December and November, you know what I'm saying?
In
like
prime
it's
time.
Yeah.
Think about that though. Think about that. How all of a sudden you think about a home schedule. Okay, instead of San Diego State playing against Wyoming in football or UNLV in football, think about how USC and UCLA, there are they're not playing Oregon State and Washington State, games that really people don't necessarily care that much about. But now all of a sudden it'll be Wisconsin and Michigan and all these other schools, Ohio State, Penn State. And you'll be like, and now look, don't get me wrong. When they play Rutgers, I don't think there's gonna be a whole lot of like, you know, passion for that kind of game, or Maryland for that matter. But still, I think all of a sudden the schedule becomes so much more interesting.
I'm pretty sure they can negotiate that they don't have to play Rutgers in Rutgers for 5 years, or they don't have to play.
Well, they're
Maryland
not gonna play
Maryland
everybody every year.
What I'm saying. So that even that conversation of how far you have to go, that might be mute at that point. Again, my main concern out of all of this, now the door is open for San Diego State. If you work over there in that building and you do not get in the Pac-12 when the dust settles, everyone over there should be fired.
I think
your program will be irrelevant.
Well, I think Scott yesterday said, you know, like San Diego State ghosted the J.D. Wicker stuff. I did talk to them today, and he will be on next week. Hopefully there's a little bit more clarity by the time we're done with the long weekend. But he went on the flagship station, and you don't go out and speak unless you got something to say. Like, there's no way they were blindsided by this. I mean, the fact that it got leaked at 10:30 in the morning and it was official by 5 p.m., it didn't just happen.
Right. No, that's my point. Yeah. I mean, USC and UCLA were not exactly shying away from it. Their sports information departments were putting out press releases within seconds of one another. I mean, it was all very choreographed what happened yesterday. So
UCLA has 800 student athletes, by the way.
Really? 800? Yeah. I'll tell you, listen, Browner, I'm glad your point is well made. I mean, I say I'm glad that you're passionate about this, because I think you're right that San Diego State now has to figure out where's the best place for us to go, because everything is shifting. And so whether it is the Pac-12, which is what a lot of us always wanted, but I wanted it when USC and UCLA were in it, or maybe it's the Big 12, which never really sounded all that attractive, but it might be the better landing spot. I today am not 100% positive, frankly, but maybe J.D. Wicker will, maybe he'll have some something to tell us by the time he comes on next week. So, all right, listen, that's a great story that happened yesterday. Plus, middle of the day yesterday, all this NBA free agency stuff. And I can't get over the numbers. Like the numbers, the dollars that NBA players make. And if it's LeBron James and Kevin Durant and like the top superstars, I get it. But my God, man, they just give away like $200 million contracts in the NBA like all day long.
Anthony Simons?
I heard of Anthony Hardaway.
Anthony Simons got $100 million deal yesterday.
Who is he?
He's a good young player. He's going to be very, think Monte Ellis. Remember Monte Ellis?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
He's a guy who kept Steph Curry on the bench for 2 years.
Nope. Nope.
I mean, I do. Scott didn't watch basketball until a year and a half ago. Remember?
Yeah, 2 years ago. 2 years ago. I started kind of getting into it about 3 years ago when LeBron showed up with the Lakers, and then it took a long time for Alex to kind of get me into it. And then, of course, it took a job in LA for
now.
Me
look
really
at you,
commit to it. Yeah, yeah. But I'll tell you right now, the Lakers got four guys yesterday. I don't know who any of those four guys are. None. Seriously,
won't matter either.
All right. Well, we'll talk about this. We got a lot to get to. So the USC, UCLA, and then how it affects San Diego State is a big story for us. The NBA free agency stuff, not quite as much in San Diego, but I know a lot of people are curious and interested. I know. Just because of the numbers.
This isn't scheduled, Scott, but real quick, at what time does the NFL drop the bomb on Deshaun Watson today? Friday news dump on a 3-day weekend.
Yep, that's going to happen. And by the way, those of you who are tuning in right now going, hello, Padres, Dodgers. Yeah, we get it. City, that too.
City Connect jerseys are out.
Dude, we got so much to get to with the Padres, Dodgers last night. So stick around. We're going to get to all of it. We are in the 7 Mile Casino Studios, 7milecasino.com. And I just remind everybody that if you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, 7 Mile Casino has blackjack and poker and table games in the casino side, smoke-free, by the way. They got Sammy's Restaurant and Bar on the other side, and everybody knows Sammy's Woodfire Pizza, so great food, great bar. 7 minutes south of downtown San Diego, so if you're looking for an air-conditioned spot to have some fun and it's a smoke-free environment, 7 Mile Casino, 7milecasino.com. And if you have any issues gambling, 1-800-GAMBLER. This is supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to take over your life. 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, We are in the 7 Mile Casino Studios. Let's get to the Padres, Dodgers, and what happened last night in LA next on Cal. All right, great friends. What's happening Friday afternoon? Kaplan and crew, it's July 1st. We're in the 7 Mile Casino Studios, 7milecasino.com. We started the show today talking about USC, UCLA leaving for the Big Ten. And as Browner has passionately pointed out, it's not so much that we care about USC and UCLA, even though I find that to be a lot of fun. And I mean, I was shocked and caught completely off guard by it. But the more and more and more you think about it, you know, USC versus Michigan, USC versus Ohio State. I think
big,
yeah,
numbers.
And I think that from a football standpoint, it will be more entertaining. It really will. But the question is, what happens to San Diego State? And we are told that J.D. Wicker, the athletic director from San Diego State, will join us next week. So he got a lot to talk about. Brand new stadium, which is opening this year. And then
now became a backstory.
The stadium opens in
a beautiful a beautiful stadium. It is beautiful. It looks amazing.
2 months
I gave
away.
Him a lot of crap for the name. It looks great. It's now a backstory if you do not leave the conference.
Well, you know, USC's not going until 2024, so
you need to announce you're moving ASAP.
Yeah,
you know, how many season tickets you'll sell? You know how many season tickets you would sell if Tuesday they come on this show and go, yeah, we out of here. We roll into the Pac-12 big whatever. People will get on the list now for when that comes. Won't be a seat in the house.
Okay.
Won't be a seat in the house.
All right. Brown, I'm with you, man. You got to make a move quickly. And I'm sure that they were not as caught off guard as the general public was. You know,
that hot couple down the street just got a divorce. Text her, bro. Text her. It's cool.
Sight, you aren't really friends with her husband anyway.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
he's weird. He walks around the gym naked in the locker room. No, text her, bro. She's up for it.
What? Who's walking around naked in a locker room?
The ex-husband.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because it's weird to me. It's weird. I hate it. Put some clothes on, bro. All men in here.
What the hell are you talking about?
I know. He's so homophobic.
I'm so confused.
I know.
When you do your analogies, I try to keep up. I really do.
My bad. That one got away from me.
All right. Hey, speaking of getting away from you. All right, listen, let's talk about what happened last night. So yesterday, we're kind of promoting that the Padres versus the Dodgers, the Padres have an opportunity in game one because they've got the advantage in the pitching matchup. Here comes Joe Musgrove, known to some as Average Joe, known to others as Pay That Man.
Known to one.
Yeah.
No others now. Others is growing, brother. Others is growing.
Really, do you think that today people are saying, don't pay that man yet? I'm not sure.
I mean, he was
really good. His record was really nice. His ERA was low. He was on fire. He had all these quality starts. But hold on, because in the last two, even though the first one will kind of write it off because he was coming back from COVID, but now here we are in game two from the return. And the Padres did not win because the stat that everybody was hanging their hat on was, you know, they're 8-0 when he starts games. And are you thinking that today, Joe Musgrove's performance last night at Dodger Stadium is having some people perhaps maybe change their mind about paying that man?
So they went from 8-0 in his starts to 0-2. So now I'm not saying don't pay him. Again, I've never said don't pay him. But what I'm saying is that number's coming down to earth. Because you go out and you hold the Dodgers to a run and you find a way to get a second run and you win that game, now we in business because this is the team you're going to have to beat. And if he's going to be the ace, he's going to be the guy, this is how you earn your money in games like these. Mm-hmm. Not saying that he was bad because he wasn't bad, but
he was very good.
Average.
He was very good.
He was average, huh?
He was very good. When you watch that game, if you leave that game and you think Joe Musgrove's a problem, then you don't know anything about baseball.
Not saying that he's the problem. I'm
like, so
we're
you watch
speaking about
seven
that person in particular.
7 innings pitched, 10 strikeouts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, two home runs.
Keep going. Yep.
3 earned runs against the Dodgers, who have the best offense in the National League. That's nothing in 7 innings. I've been saying it all year long. You start to face good pitchers, and they weren't even facing a good pitcher yesterday. But you can't capitalize. You can't bring the guys in. You score one in the first inning and then nothing against the Dodgers' eighth starter. So I get it. Yeah, he took the L. But you're not going to beat the Dodgers. I would say you would beat the Dodgers scoring one run, 0 out of 100 times.
Who do you put more on? I mean, are you putting this loss, Browner? Because, again, he did. He gave up 2 home runs. The first one early in the game to Justin Turner, a solo home run. And then one later in the game when he gave up a 2-run shot. So for those of you that are listening on radio, we're watching it all right now. So for those of you that are watching on YouTube and watching on TV, we're just taking a look at it right now. You know, you give up a solo home run, it's no big deal. You know, but later in the game, the 2-run shot, that was the one that really hurt. But, you know, you pitch 7 innings, 3 earned runs against the top offense in the National League.
10 strikeouts.
You get 10 strikeouts and you get one run. You get one. There's no support other than one run. And the reason, by the way, that the Padres don't win a game like last night, besides the obvious that they didn't score any runs, is the whole momentum. The Dodgers and the stadium was electric last night. Place seemed packed. Turner's home runs brought the place to their feet. But the throw, when the Padres had the bases loaded, and Taylor, who's in right field for Mookie Betts, makes that catch. And, I mean, it almost looked effortless. He threw this ball, I think they said it was like 97 miles an hour. And one-hopped it. Perfect, perfect throw and tag and play at home. And just all the momentum, all the big plays of the night, all the Dodgers.
You know who I'm out on?
You see that play in right field, by the way? You got that play forever? Can we see that?
I don't have that play.
You don't have that play? It's too bad. I saw it all over social media.
It's a great play.
Anyway, whatever. What were you saying, Alex?
I'm out on Trent Grisham. He can go too.
Again?
What do you mean again? I haven't like buried him yet, but I think
at the start of the season you were like, no, Trent Grisham's not an everyday outfielder.
No, it's a Profar is not. But he's proven me wrong.
Okay.
Grisham, so, everybody's like, oh, his defense. Is it, you see that play yesterday? He's a great base runner. You see him get thrown out at home yesterday? You're hitting what? 150? And it's July? And you play every day? Yeah, you got to go.
You know who has benefited from playing every day? CJ Abrams. It's coming. I can see it. It's coming. It's coming. But
are you saying it's coming?
Play. The guy got thrown out. CJ Abrams.
Yeah, you're saying it's coming. It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming.
It's coming.
You can see it.
I see it.
It's coming.
I see it.
It's coming. Oh, by the way, I was also right yesterday.
About what?
Machado's going to play every day, 4 at bats a game. I mean, they were 3 strikeouts, but a little rust. You know, he hadn't swung a bat.
Yeah.
Got that RBI right off the bat.
Hey, look, anybody freak out, though, when he hit that double? I was like, oh, you see him running, and you're like, oh, no. And then he slid in a second. You're like, oh, what are you doing? You're like, oh, stop.
He had to show y'all he was healthy. He's like, I'm healthy. Yeah. Look at this.
Yeah. I didn't believe it necessarily, you know, but I give him credit. You know, he got those 4 at-bats yesterday. And look, you're right. Struck out 3 times. But
look solid. Know,
in the end, last night was the Padres' opportunity to start this series off right. They got from Musgrove what they wanted, what they'd hoped, what they'd expected. You know, Bob Melvin after the game said something like, hey, he's our best guy. And he pitched his ass off out there. And if not for 2 mistakes, by the way, against a guy who just all of a sudden has heated up.
Who always heats up mistakes. Against the Padres.
2 bad pitches.
In kryptonite.
And why can the Padres not support a pitching performance like that? So here's all I'm saying is this. I still say pay that man. I still say Musgrove is your best pitcher right now. And you should be paying him and you should be locking him up long term. Joe Musgrove takes the L statistically, but he had a great performance and got no runs.
I've seen him now live in San Francisco where he was amazing. I see him last night where it wasn't amazing, but he was very good. And something else that I never really put much thought into, but nothing is like, none of these spotlights are too big for him. You know, he's not shying away from everyone telling him that he's the best. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not trying to take his shine off himself. Right.
His strength is consistency. Yes.
And he's not afraid of these moments. He's not afraid to go like tonight. We'll see. But and on Sunday, we'll see with the two lefties. But I think when you see him yesterday, he was striking out the side. He was like whiffing guys left and right. Yeah, he threw two terrible pitches and he got punished. That's what really good offenses do. That's what really good offenses do to any pitcher. You throw a 92-mile fastball down the middle, chances are someone like Justin Turner is going to hit a home run. That's what really good hitters do. He had two terrible pitches, and he got punished terribly. But he also had 10 strikeouts. He went 7 innings, and he did it in Los Angeles. And my buddy was there. He said it was like 95 degrees, he was doing great.
Browner, you have a look on your face to me, and here's what the face says. Because as Alex said yesterday, you know, you don't really have a poker face. You like to wear the emotions on the face itself, not on the sleeve, on the face. Your face says to me, I told you guys, he's not as good as his record was. They won all those games when he started, and all those numbers looked really, really nice. But Joe Musgrove's not as good as you guys were hyping him up to be. Like, that's what your face is telling me.
All I have said from the very beginning is if you want to be the $20 million guy, which I just don't think he is, these are the games that you have to prove it.
He didn't prove it.
Again, I'll take the COVID game, the bounce back from the COVID game. I don't even count that game because anybody coming back from COVID, you don't know what they're going to be. Last night, again, I'm not saying he was bad because I want to be very clear about this. I'm not saying that he is bad. Alex says he always rises to the moment. I agree because he is assured of who he is. He knows what he can do. So he never gets out of himself. That's why he's consistent in big moments. But consistent is not enough against that team. Yeah, he made two bad pitches. Two bad pitches at the wrong time and knows where the difference. Joe Musgrove, that's what I'm saying.
Has had one bad outing. Yesterday, still a quality start.
Yes.
And I know it's a talking point. I know it's a joke on the show. No, we have shirts about it on the show. But really, how many times we come on here and be like, this offense, it's not just against the Dodgers. It's been against the Rockies.
All of my social media, every bit of my social media is Padre fans hitting me up with, what is AJ Preller doing?
You have to.
Why is he not going out and finding a bat? And here's what I tell everybody.
Waiting for Tatis.
That's right. I think that they are making a mistake in waiting for Tatis to come back rather than trying to. Well, here's the thing. You can hope that Tatis comes back. You don't have a guarantee that he's coming back as quickly as you might need him. But secondly, you don't know if Tatis is going to be Tatis immediately. So if let's just say, like Manny Machado, a little rusty after 10 games off and goes 1-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. What if Tatis is not back to who he is and it takes 6 weeks? You know, he may come out and do the spectacular like he has where he's come back from injury and hit a home run in his first at bat. That we've seen that. Mm-hmm. But if Tatis needs time, but if he needs time because he didn't have any spring and he hasn't played any games, all the times he's come back from injury. And there
was
a lockout.
So like how much baseball was he playing while he was riding motorcycles?
Also very true.
All I'm saying is that if you're hoping that Tatis is going to come back and immediately be who he's been, I'm not saying he won't be. I'm just saying that that's a risk. That's a big risk. When he comes back from injury and he plays really well, well, he missed 3 games, 5 games, 7 games, 10 games, whatever. He's in the middle of the season. He's in baseball shape. You're expecting Tatis to come back, and the day that he comes back, you're expecting him to be in mid-season form? I think that's a big risk. And so when people hit me up in social media and they go, dude, what is AJ Preller doing? This team desperately needs offense. Why is he not making a move? I tell everybody the same thing. Dude, his strategy is Tatis will come back and carry us. Better hope.
I mean, that's gotta be the point. You're hoping that you bring back a guy who can hit you 20 home runs in the second half. That'll help supplement the power. That'll help the lineup up and down it. You would hope Hosmer can continue to be between 250 and 280. And you hope you can ride with that. Obviously, Machado's been great. You get Profar, you get guys here and there. Maybe Will Myers will come back and give you something.
Well, who cares about that? Mazzara's way better. Mazzara's actually way better than Will Myers.
I think, well, you keep Mazzara out there and you put Will Myers now in left field. He's been all over the place anyway, so it doesn't matter. For me, finding another bat.
I'm still trying to trade Will Myers.
It's important. Nobody taking that money.
It's expiring contract.
It's securing the bullpen. Because that is my worry. Because if you do get Tatis back healthy and acting like Tatis, he can give you 20 home runs in the second half. It won't matter if you blow it between the seventh inning and the ninth inning. So I think that's where they're going to need more help than at the bats, because they have shown they can score runs here and there.
Oh, my God.
But it's just not consistent enough.
See, but you're like the other side of this. The here and there and the let's see and let's hope and 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 hope.
If and if and if and if.
If and if and if and if. You just said so many things as to why A.J. Preller needs to go make moves. Not moves.
Get who?
An outfielder?
Oh, dude. Dude, if you want to get real specific about who they should go get, my answer is they're baseball general managers. Okay. Tell me who you get, show me the numbers, and tell me how he's going to be better than what you've got. But in terms of me answering the question, who are they going to go out and get? My answer is
I'm not asking you. I'm just saying in general, who they're going to get. Like, who they're going to get that's going to help them that either of us would recognize, right? Let's say they trade for somebody.
You guys didn't even know John Musker won a World Series, so you two aren't really the best like access point.
I'm totally not that guy. I mean, I'm willing to admit it on radio. I'm willing to admit it on television, and I'm willing to admit it on every platform that we're on right now.
Are you basically saying don't try because we're not going to know them?
No, I'm saying.
I'm telling you right now.
I have no answer for you. I do not have one concept. I don't have one idea. I'm in this fantasy football or fantasy baseball league. I hate it. I hate making the moves. I hate making the transactions. In fact, I can't even do it. I hate doing it. I hate looking at all the players. So I guess what I'm saying to you is I don't study baseball that way. I don't have one answer for you as to who they should go out and get. But here's what I do know. Their offense needs more power. They need to score more runs. So if A.J. Preller is some baseball savant, go figure out who it is, how they fit, why you need them, and then go make a deal. Don't ask me because I don't freaking know.
Josh Bell of the Washington Nationals, who the Nationals are about to give Juan Soto $425 million, and they stink. Josh Bell is a perfect guy. I've seen that name float around. Brian Reynolds of the Pirates, another outfielder who's already got 15, 16 home runs this year. Another guy. There's guys out there, Browner, that would immediately make your team better. So to say, like, who are you going to get? Players that are better. Trent Grisham's hitting 160. 160. You can't go get a guy. It doesn't matter if you know him or not. You can't go get a guy that's better than 160.
We traded for an all-star last year. That flamed out.
Well,
going to get somebody from another team does not guarantee that they will come here and perform in the way that they performed somewhere
else. Does not guarantee.
Okay. And everything that you said for a 60-second ramble about if, it doesn't. None of that's guaranteed either.
But you have more knowledge based on that. Will Myers has given you success in a Padres uniform.
What success are you talking about?
One year?
The 60-game season, he was good.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what you're gonna need. By the time he comes back, you're gonna need him to give you 60 games.
Mm-hmm.
You got Mazzara, you get Myers back, you get Tatis back. That's power.
If that's
to the lineup.
If that's your strategy to win, then great. I think they should make a move. I think they should try and bring in more offense. And I think as far as understanding what players are, I watch that guy every day, Will Myers, but I don't need to watch that guy every day. I can see what the numbers are, and I can watch the film. All right, listen, hold on a second, everybody. I want to just say that
Will Myers.
Will Myers is your
I'm going to look at this guy's stats you talk about. What was his name? Jordan Bell? Bell what?
Josh Bell.
Josh Bell. Let me look this.
Yeah, you look him up. I'm going to talk about some other things here for a second. I want to say this.
Get yourself out.
It is the grilling season. So I want to make two suggestions for you. A couple
Fourth
things.
July here. Weekend.
Fourth of July weekend. If you don't have plans, I'm sure at some point your plans are going to include being at a barbecue, watching people grill some stuff up. Maybe you're going to be the grill master yourself. Anything you need for grilling, I want you to go to West Coast BBQ Shop down in Chula Vista. And if you can't make it down there, you can use their website, westcoastbbqshop.com. We just had that big event a few weeks ago, Egg Fest, and a lot of people bought big green eggs. Well, if you're one of those people, and you say, well, what am I going to put on the Big Green Egg this weekend? Go see Brian. He's got a refrigerator filled with really, really super high-end meats like tomahawk steaks and like New York strips and fillets. I mean, just really high-end stuff. So whether it's sauces or spices or hardware or meats, anything for grilling, West Coast BBQ Shop. WestCoastBBQShop.com. As Browner's researching like him, potential Brian? Outfielders, Alex, just give show everybody what's coming up tonight. Ryan Reynolds
is banging 258.
It's better than 160, isn't it? It's like 100 points better. All right, this is tonight's game. Hey, Blake Snell, this would be a good time to kind of show up, don't you think? I mean, the Padres got a great pitching performance last night, got no run support. Blake Snell has been Zippo for the Padres so far this year. He's going up against their best pitcher, Tony Gonsolin. Our guy's 0-5. Their guy's 9-0. Padres are 0-7 in Snell starts.
Yikes. Brian Reynolds would also lead the Padres in home runs, but don't let that get in the way.
Yeah, that's not important. It's not a good metric to use. Nope. All right, listen, stick around.
That's why we went out and got Luke Voit, and then we complained about him striking out.
All right, coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Lots more Padres-Dodgers, and what's going on with the Padres and this new city look uniform? We'll get there. Coming up, this is Kaplan and Crew from the 7 Mile Casino Studios. All right, guys, breaking in. Want to wish, obviously, everybody a very happy 4th of July weekend. Go out there, have fun, enjoy yourselves, be careful, be safe, and we'll all get back together on Tuesday. A couple things to remind you of. One, just go onto our website, KaplanandCrew.com. Me, Alex, and John, we depend on you guys to use our website. Why would you use our website? Well, the first thing you're going to find is we put up stuff about what we're doing, like where we're going to be, when we can all get together and hang out. Even like just this weekend, Alex, if you can put it up on the screen, you know, we're going to be at iThrive on Saturday afternoon between 12 and 2 p.m. And so if you go to our website and you scroll down, you'll find that here's our events. And then Alex will point it out for you, 12 to 2 tomorrow, Saturday, and you get 30% savings. And I know it seems a little strange, like, wow, I'm going to get an IV. That's kind of my deal. And yeah, I mean, you got all these nutrients, all this hydration, and it goes directly into your body. And I'm telling you right now, for those of you that have never tried it, once you do, you're going to be like, damn, dude, I had no idea. 858-240-1497. Make an appointment, and we'll see you guys tomorrow. We got that 2-hour window where you guys can save 30%. And then the other thing I just want to say is while you're on our website, you know, we got this merch shop. All of a sudden, we got merch around here, and people seem to love the Let's Effing Go San Diego. They love the Pay That Man, even though Musgrove did not win the game last night. Pitched great.
Oh, we sold some when he was pitching in those first 5-6 innings.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I freaking love that. I think it's so cool. Check out our merch shop, rock it, represent, appreciate you guys. Joe Rigby was telling a story the other day in the YouTube chat. He's walking around SeaWorld. He's got the Pay That Man t-shirt on, and people are coming by going, great friends. That's freaking awesome, dude. Much love. Thanks for using our website. Let's get back to the show. All right, everybody, what's going on? It's Friday afternoon. It is July 1st. This is Kaplan and Crew with Grande and the Brown Man getting ready for the 4th of July weekend. For those of you that are just getting with us on radio, on YouTube, on different audio podcast platforms, don't forget we'll be on TV tonight between 7 and 8. Look, I got it. Padres, Dodgers, game 2. I'll probably be watching that too instead of watching us. But set your DVR for Cox Channel 4 and the Channel 4 Your View Network.
If you watch, just DVR.
Yeah, we don't really. Yeah, listen, if you guys don't want to watch, don't watch. But DVR that so that we get the credit for it. You feel me? So we're talking Padres, Dodgers, and we're having the, you know, kind of the age old argument about Musgrove, et cetera, or, you know, the continuing ongoing argument about whether or not the Padres need to add more offense. But all of that aside for a second, a lot of buzz on social media about the Padres. And what exactly does Major League Baseball call the City Edition uniforms? Do I have
City Connect?
Right? City Connect. Okay, City Connect. And the Padres City Connect uniforms, when will we start to see the Padres play in these City Connect uniforms?
Starting next Friday, July 8th, against the San Francisco Giants, and then every Friday home game going forward.
Okay. So the City Connect uniforms, they look very, like when I look at them, I feel like I see, I don't know, like Mexican baseball teams, like Mexican soccer teams. I feel like I'm looking at, like, the colors say to me Mexico, you know, or maybe they say Miami Vice.
I was gonna say Miami for me.
Yeah, maybe they're like this like pinky blue. I feel like there's like a greenish tint, which is why I'm saying, like, green, red, Mexican, you know, flag kind of thing. But I don't know. Maybe it's more of a sherberty green.
Sherbert.
I don't know what to call these colors, but I kind of like them. You know, really? I don't mind them. I feel like, for example, I know everybody was ripping the Colorado Rockies for theirs, which were like all green with white lettering. I thought theirs were dope. I know a lot of people don't like the Dodgers. I don't hate them. The Dodger unis, you know, I don't hate them. But I look at these guys wearing these uniforms. I see the colors. I don't know. I don't see myself going out and buying one of these jerseys.
Yeah, they're not as bad as the Giants City Connect jerseys. Those, I think, are one of the worst.
Those are terrible.
Yeah.
Where'd they come up with this, though? I mean, what's the inspiration? I feel like I've seen a lot of videos on social media where it's very much like about here's San Diego and here's Tijuana. And like, okay, what are we watching here?
This is the Padres released this video of kind of the inspiration behind the design.
With the three biggest stars of their team, Tatis, Machado, and who's that other guy?
Oh, that would be Joe Musgrove.
Oh, that's Joe Musgrove. Really, the Padres consider him one of their top three stars of their organization. Interesting. Yes, weird.
Interesting. Yeah.
All right, man.
Who would you have put in there, Brown?
I'm not even. Who should they have
replaced?
Blake Musgrove? Snell and his stuff.
I'm gonna let y'all go ahead and all right, man.
Hey, is now, that Tony
is,
Hawk?
What is Tony Hawk doing in this video?
Tony Hawk is San Diego.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what Tony Hawk is? Tony Hawk is Carlsbad. You know, Tony Hawk is North County. And here's a question. What are we watching here? Is this really truly representative of San Diego?
San Diego?
Or is it representative of what the Padres are trying to make San Diego look like? Which is,
I think it's MLB's designing. I don't think the Padres went out and designed this, but I'll just read to you. The colorful highlights are a nod to the coastal community we call home. Mm-hmm. They're inspired by the vibrant landscapes in the San Diego and Baja California communities.
Yeah, so it's very much it's not a San Diego exclusive thing. It's kind of like half San Diego, half
Baja.
TJ, yeah. I mean,
Baja. Yeah, they are inspired by the it's like, you know, San Diego is, whether you guys see it or not, it is very much connected to Tijuana and Baja California. The amount of people that come into work, the amount of people that travel back and forth on a daily, there's a lot of crossover between the two cities. So I think, I don't know where the pink and the highlighter aqua came from. That I don't understand. I thought a red and green would have made more sense if you're going to do the whole Mexican culture thing. But hey.
Well, they've got these socks. I will say this. The socks. I don't wear like pull-up socks, dude. But like the kids all wear these kinds of things. At least the dudes do. Dude, these socks are cool, I think. Of all the things that they got, these City Connect things, I think the socks are dope.
Yeah, I just like, for me personally, I think their jerseys are fine. They're nothing special. No, I don't think I'm definitely not going to be running out and getting one. But I think the only thing that I don't like, I love the video. They played Carlos Santana on it. I love the representation, the acknowledgement of Baja California. I love everything about it. But the colors, I can't get behind. It's so Miami to me. Like that's it. The colors that they have is Miami. That is like Miami Vice. The logo from the show was their colors. So that's the only swing and miss for me. I liked everything else. And of a bunch of leaks, fake leaks that I saw, these are way better than the leaks. So,
well, I know some people think that the uniforms look like a can of Arizona iced tea. You know, you ever see that can of Arizona iced tea that's like all fluorescent-y, greenish and pinkish, like you're in a convenience store and you're walking in to get something, and then there's that big ass can of Arizona. There it is. That's what their uniforms kind of look like, the Arizona iced tea can, I think. And then people are photoshopping.
Yeah, did you
people
see the Photoshop?
Yeah, what somebody photoshopped Tatis and Machado like rollerblading down the.
No, the this is a screen grab of the new Barbie movie that's being filmed right now. So this is Ken and Barbie with Machado and Tatis photoshopped on top.
Can I tell you that if you look over Machado's right shoulder, now we're not on TV right now, we're on YouTube. Is that a naked person?
No, this is a very, very, very. I thought the same thing before I put it on the show. I was like, wait, I can't put a naked person on YouTube. That is a very, whoever that lady is, she picked her bikini to match her skin exactly. And, you know, because it is a Barbie movie, I was like, are they doing the Ken doll thing? you right. know, where there's no
where he
there.
Doesn't have any nuts.
Right. Yeah. But no, she's wearing a bathing suit.
Well, I don't see myself buying one of these City Connect jerseys. The colors don't bother me. I feel like I know what you're saying, Alex.
They don't do bother very, me either, but I don't love them.
But if you put up that picture of Tatis, I mean, what they, whoever they are, you know, if they are the Padres or they are Major League Baseball, two countries, two vibrant cultures together as one San Diego. That's mm-hmm. the way they put it. And it really is like, hey, from Petco Park down through TJ, that's San Diego. San Diego is, for everybody that's never been to San Diego on the planet, it's Old Town, it's tacos, it's very Mexican inspired. That's what San Diego is. That's what they're telling everybody here. And that it's true. But then all of a sudden Tony Hawk shows up and they're like, oh yeah. And there's this whole other world called North County, which is kind of like South Orange County. And it's a whole different world. So forget about those guys.
Yeah. You guys can't vote in city elections. So you don't really count.
True. True.
I guess the only question is, would you buy one of these?
No.
Cause my answer is no.
Yeah. I'm not going to buy any of the City Connect stuff other than maybe I would buy the socks, but I only say that I would, but I probably wouldn't because I know I would never wear them, but I do think they're cool. I do think the socks are really cool.
More importantly for me as a viewer, I don't hate how the players look in them. I hate the Rockies ones. They bother me.
Yeah. Oh, they don't bother me at all. I love those.
I hate the Red Sox ones. Really? They bother me. Like, these don't bother me. I'm like, okay, they don't bother me. Because I'm going to have to watch them, you know, every Friday home game. So
let me spring this on everybody. You ready? Oh. If you wouldn't buy a City Connect jersey, would you consider a City Connect tee?
Now we talking.
My man Grande,
Scott?
Dude, my man Grande here, he is now full blown fashion designer. Grande Alejandro Padilla. Mm-hmm. is now a full-blown fashion designer. You give this guy a third-party website and the opportunity to make T-shirts and post them on a website and post them on social media and blast them all over radio and TV, Alex has become a full-blown designer. He's the next Ralph Lauren. He's the next Tommy Hilfiger.
Can make jeans.
What's Mexican for Ralph Lauren?
Alex Padilla.
Okay.
I don't know any designers. I was going to try and come up with a Mexican designer, but I don't know any. So sorry.
Alex, show Browner here what you've come up with. Look at this, Browner. How clean is this? The Let's Effing Go San Diego t-shirts with the City Connect colors.
I like it. Now I'll order that.
That is so clean, dude.
That's in my ballpark right there. Good color scheme.
Yeah. Really looks good. Good. So now, Alex, are these t-shirts in theory or are they in practice?
They're in theory as we speak right now. Mm-hmm. They may be in practice by the time people are watching and listening to this.
What do you think, Browner?
The three of us vote.
Yeah. All right.
Well, you already got my vote.
My vote is I'm in.
Yeah. The more the merrier for me.
Yeah. I think that's awesome. I love that t-shirt. Let's Effing Go San Diego. And it's a white t-shirt. With the Let's Effing Go part is in that like sherberty green color that I was trying to describe. Yeah. And then the San Diego's in that kind of pinkish color. Yeah. That's cool. I think I'm just
going to go with the white design just because it flows better. Mm-hmm. So there won't be any brown on this one, everybody. This is just white.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it looks great. I really do. I'm in. All right. Hey, listen. One quick thing.
Am I going to publish?
Yeah. Publish that thing, dude. Let's sell them. City Connects. And then, you know, people...
Well, you can't call them City Connects. They're just alternate at Let's Effing Go shirts.
Ciudade Conectivo.
Alternate Let's Effing Go shirts.
Okay, alternate. All right, alternate Let's Effing Go. Hey, I want to see Padre fans wearing those things on Fridays. That's all I'm saying. You know, if the team's going to win them, wear them on Fridays, you should wear the T-shirts on Fridays. I like that idea.
Seems fit.
Yeah. All right. Hey, listen, one quick thing.
Look at that.
Wait, what? Look at what?
Look how quick that was.
Oh, wow. That looks sharp. That looks great. All right. They're available for you. Wow. $25.99.
That's the premium.
Uh-huh.
This is the more fitted one that Browner likes.
I mean, $24.
Yeah. And then the regular cotton tee.
Any 4th of July sales or anything going on?
I don't think so. Not right
okay.
now.
Okay. Yeah, it's not our stuff.
On the regular shirts, I did leave pink, green, and yellow just as an option.
Hey, dude, let me tell you, I got an email from one of our great friends yesterday, and he said, hey, can you do me a favor? I ordered two shirts. I ordered a Let's Effing Go t-shirt, and I also ordered a Brown Facts t-shirt. Can you do me a favor and just put both of them in the same box when you send them to me? I was like, bro, I got nothing to do with this anymore. This is a third-party website. We put up the shirts. They determine the pricing. You buy it. They make it. They ship it. And I guess we make like a couple dollars off the shirts, you know? And I don't even know how many we've sold yet over the course of the last, Alex, how long we've been in business? 6 weeks, 8 weeks?
Something like that.
Yeah. I have no idea how much money's been generated. Haven't moved it from their accounts to our accounts. Nothing. I'm trying to save that money in that account. I have a big idea for that money at the end of the year. Feel me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, listen, give me 1 second. I just want to promote to everybody real quickly that this weekend, if you are thinking about going out, looking around at homes, if you want to go visit some open houses, if you want to talk to a professional in the real estate industry, Gary Cooper, Mountain Trust Mortgage and Realty Services, 858-376-1299, 858-376-1299 for Gary. If you're thinking about, well, look, we don't know how much money we have to spend on a new place. So before we go out and find the new place, we got to get pre-qualified. Gary takes care of all of that for you. Then you're looking and Gary can literally usher you. He's a realtor, obviously. He's got listings. He works with a lot of great friends, listing homes, helping them buy homes, refinancing back when refinancing was like an attractive thing. And we all watch Alex go from renter to homeowner to up 25% in his current home. So Mountain Trust Mortgage, MountainTrustMortgage.com, Gary Cooper, 858-376-1299. So fellas, yesterday, all this USC-UCLA stuff, all the Padres-Dodgers stuff, and again, Blake Snell tonight. Come on, man. Like Blake Snell against Tony Gonsolin, what? Isn't this a crazy matchup that Blake Snell is 0-5 and Gonsolin is 9-0, and the Padres haven't won a game when Snell has started, and Gonsolin, when they've started, they're like 11-2, the Dodgers. Every advantage goes to the Dodgers tonight. So we talked a lot of SC, UCLA, San Diego State movement. Talk a lot about the Padres and the Dodgers. Browner, how did you like yesterday NBA free agency opening up and the amount of gigantic $100 million, multi-$100 million contracts that are just handed out? And in some cases, like some guys are superstars. And some guys, you're like, who the hell is that? And why is he making that kind of money? What'd you think, Brown?
I thought that the only contract I saw that I went, oh my God, they're going to regret that, was Lou Dort.
Oh, I'm sorry. Man. Who?
Exactly.
Who?
Oklahoma City has a guy named Lou
Dort. Don't act like you would know anyways.
What's his name?
Lou Dort. L-O-U-D-O-R-T.
Lou Dort. What kind of contract did Lou Dort get?
Lou Dort. I think Lou Dort got like $87 million, I think, for 5 years. Now, again, I want to say hats off to all these people.
Lou Dort.
If you could get somebody to give you that much money, kudos to you, brother. People are crushing Bradley Beal for staying with the Wizards. I think that's one of the worst contracts in the NBA. But Bradley Beal's family is now generationally rich, and they're good. So
what kind of contract did he get? What kind of money did he get?
$220 million, I think. Let me look it up. Hold on.
Alex, put this up on the screen for everybody. This is unbelievable. And look, I get it. Like we all get fascinated by the dollar figures. But Alex, if you put up on the screen for everybody, so look at the signings yesterday. Jokic, the NBA slide that you created.
Jokic is the highest paid player in NBA history.
Yeah, these make sense.
Right. These are the big guys.
Right.
Jokic gets a 5-year, $270 million contract. My God, he's making like $50 million a year.
Bradley Beal, $251 million.
For how many years?
Is that a fish?
Yep, $251 million for Bradley Beal.
That's a fish? What kind of fish?
A gefilte fish.
Oh, it's like a gefilte fish?
Yeah, nice. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean is it a fish?
$251 million, official. 5-year extension. He'll be a free agent in 2027.
Oh, my God, dude. Unbelievable. Truly unbelievable.
Devin Booker, $224 million, 4 years. Karl Anthony Towns, $224 million, 4 years. Zach LaVine, $215 million, 5 years. That one's actually not that bad. Ja Morant, $193 million, not that bad. Jalen Brunson, $104 million, I don't know what they smoking in New York, but give me some of it. Lou Dort, 87.5 for 5 years. Man, please.
I don't know who Lou Dort is, but I'm telling you, man, these contracts, I looked at these contracts. Zion Williamson.
For nothing.
5 years, $231 million for a dude who couldn't play 1 second of basketball this year for a team that was very competitive and has looked like about 50 pounds overweight all year long by every video.
Going was 50 pounds overweight.
$231 million into Zion Williamson. My dude, he's that guy. I'm concerned he'll never play. And I mean, never meaning like very, very little, like Greg Oden kind of guy.
Yes. They felt trapped. They shouldn't have. They could have offloaded him to someone else. And if he turns out successful, great. You get a decent haul for him. You're a playoff team. You're competitive. When they put him back in the mix, it's going to wobble that team because they played well without him because he has to have the ball in his hand. I don't know. I wouldn't have given Zion that money. I just wouldn't have. He's been hurt his entire public viewing. He was hurt at Duke. He was hurt in high school. And now he's been hurt in the NBA, mostly because he's just fat. So, I mean, he's a market. He's a draw. He's great for television. But if he doesn't play, you're giving the guy a ton of money solely because you felt like you had to. That's it. They gave him that money because they felt like they had to.
Can I be honest with you guys? Extensions do nothing for me in free agency. I like rumors.
Okay.
I like players leaving. I like
you want to burn
divas.
Down.
I like divas, you know, demanding a trade out of a situation they created. I like GM standing pat and telling superstars, "I don't care what you want. I'll trade you wherever I want." That's what I like.
Yeah.
All this. Booker stays.
Yeah.
Jokic stays. Williamson stays. Who cares? Talk to me about the drama. Talk to me about a quote. The Nets have no interest in accommodating Kyrie Irving. Kyrie might get thrown into that four-team trade just as a salary ballast. He's going to be used as a tool to help the Nets. That's what I'm talking about.
Good.
That's what interests me.
No favors.
Yeah.
It's the biggest failure. He's a part of the biggest failure in NBA history that he helped coordinate. He deserves no favorable preference whatsoever.
Yeah. Yeah. My man Grande said no favorable preference. That's what I was saying yesterday. If I'm the Nets, I can't wait to get rid of Kevin Durant, and I can't wait to get rid of Kyrie. I'm done with these prima donnas. They don't play team ball. They're all about themselves. But you know what? I'm not helping these guys out. Kevin Durant wants to go to Phoenix. How does going back to Oklahoma City sound? How's Orlando sound to you? Because I know you said you wanted to go to Miami. Orlando's pretty close to Miami.
Close.
Would you like to go to Orlando? Love to have you
it's
in Orlando.
Time of year.
Mm-hmm. How's Charlotte sound to you? Does Charlotte sound like the kind of destination that would work?
Yeah, because
for you?
They now have all this max salary freed up because their best player is a domestic violent offender now.
What
I'm saying though with Durant too, man, the more that comes out, the more he looks worse as the days go by. Did you know that he has his own podcast? Because everybody does now. And
I did not know that.
So when the
boardroom,
when the rumors a week ago came out that he might want to trade, he went on his podcast like, "That's complete BS. That is just the media being the media. They don't know what they're talking about. It's free agency. It's NBA draft week. There's nothing to talk about." And then now look at him.
All these guys do with these podcasts. All they do with these podcasts is prove that the quote unquote old media is correct about everything, because everything they go out and deny on their own podcast, it comes out as true.
Well, but again, these guys are so like desperate for control and everything in their lives that they'd have to have their own podcast rather than just give somebody an interview. Stick around. Lots more to get to. We're in the 7 Mile Casino Studios. This is Kaplan and Crew on a Friday. All right, great friends. Friday afternoon here on Kaplan and Crew with Grande and the Brown Man from the 7 Mile Casino Studios, 7milecasino.com. Pulling into the final segment of the week. Final segment of the week. So glad everybody's been with us. All of you guys who listen on 1090, man, we so appreciate you guys, really do. And we'll be back on the radio on Tuesday. We're going to take the 4th of July holiday off because nobody's going to be listening to the radio. And for everybody that catches up to us on TV on Channel 4 San Diego, part of the Cox Your View Network, we really appreciate you guys watching. And even if you don't watch, just set your DVR, you know, And then for everybody that watches on YouTube, you know how we feel about you guys. Hope to see a bunch of you tomorrow at iThrive for our IV lounge, which I think is going to be great. Cause I'll be honest, I hate to admit this, but I went out last night and I drank a little bit, and I don't usually drink during the week, but I went to see my buddy, Ryan Hiller, who was playing
the concert.
Yeah. I went to the Belly Up, bro.
How was it?
It was great.
How was the show?
You know what, dude? He played 30 minutes to warm up the crowd before the next band came on, and he tore it up by himself on stage, one man with a guitar. That is it. Killed it. All his original stuff. Nice. So we wound up hanging out backstage. We really didn't even see the other guys, the other band. But I had one tequila last night. Yeah, right. Grande, true story, one tequila last night.
Uh-huh.
The only problem was when you know the bartenders, because you're at your favorite place and you tip them well,
yeah,
they pour stiff-ass drinks.
Doesn't sound like a problem.
One tequila. One really nice-sized tequila on ice. That was it. I was done.
Surprised you're here?
No, I can handle it.
Surprised you didn't walk off?
No, dude, I got up this morning, I got on the Peloton, I sweated it all out, I'm good. Yep, I had a big old puddle of sweat right underneath me because Alex Toussaint and I did a Club Bangers ride together, 30 minutes.
Yeah, nice.
Did about 15-minute warm-up before that, it was nice.
Nice, good. Very nice. I haven't been on an Alex Toussaint kick. It's very, very, very loud sometimes, so I haven't been in that mood.
You're in an Olivia Amato kick, aren't you?
I've done two of her classes this week, I think.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I got beat up pretty bad. So I've been pretty mellow after that.
Are you soaked sweating on your Peloton?
Dude, it's so hot. It's so hot in the Peloton room.
Yeah. Yeah.
So hot. I actually turned the AC on just to get on the Peloton, or else it might be like a river in here.
Oh, dude, you have to see the floor when I am done with a Peloton. Yeah. It is just a puddle of tequila. Seriously. Ugh. I know. Terrible. Ugh. All right. Listen, for those of you that are just getting with us, we were in this conversation. Here's what we've been talking about today. USC, UCLA leaving for the Big Ten. And what does that mean for San Diego State to jump into a power conference sometime soon?
Oh, the Pac-12 released a statement, by the way.
Oh, yeah. What'd they say?
This is probably good for San Diego State. The Pac-12 board of directors met this morning and authorized the conference to explore all expansion options. The 10 university presidents and chancellors remain committed to a shared mission of academic and athletic excellence on behalf of our student athletes.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. So we were talking a lot about...
Can we just say the Pac-12, whoever runs the Pac-12, they do bad business. They do bad business.
It's not Larry Scott anymore, right?
No, but no. You know, you're right, Browner. They do. I mean, think about this. You know, like there are all these other conferences have their television networks, Big Ten Network, ACC Network, SEC, blah, 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 you know? The Pac-12 network has not been well received. You know, it's kind of like the old Mountain West network. You know, it's just not been well received. They have good announcers too. They just, I don't know what the problem is. You know, I mean, guy like JB Long, who's the LA Rams announcer, he does games there. Spiro Dedis has done games there. I mean, they have good announcers. I don't know what their problem is, the Pac-12 network. That hasn't worked out well for them. I'm telling you, the Pac-12 is in huge shambles right now because it's not like USC left. It's USC and UCLA. One's a powerhouse or traditional powerhouse in football. One's a traditional powerhouse, you know, all-time historic program in basketball. And you took the LA TV market. You took it from the Pac-12. So I don't know that the San Diego television market is something that can make up for it. I mean, I know for a fact it can.
No.
But no. Will the Pac-12 want a presence in Southern California? I'm guessing so. Will the Big 12 want a presence in Southern California? As they're probably trying to figure out what they're going to do. Maybe.
I would love a nice, sweet bidding war for that brand new stadium down there in Qualcomm from the Pac-12 and the Big 12. Put your money up, fellas. Show us who want us more.
How about this for a Big 12? You ready?
Yeah.
Washington, Washington State. Oregon, Oregon State. Boise State. Utah, BYU. San Diego State. Arizona State, Arizona. Texas Tech. Baylor, TCU. Kansas, Ohio State. Kansas State, Iowa State. Wait, Colorado.
Ohio State. Ohio State.
Oklahoma State.
Okay.
My B.
Big difference. Your B?
Big.
You got me screwed up. You got me screwed up at Oklahoma State. Go back a few schools.
BYU.
Mm-hmm.
Baylor. TCU. Mm-hmm. Texas mm-hmm. Tech. Colorado. Mm-hmm. Kansas. Iowa State. Kansas State. Oklahoma State.
Mm-hmm.
How many teams is that?
Who cares?
You know what I would do, dude? I would love to get all those schools like Oregon State, Washington State, Boise State, San Diego State,
whoever he is.
You know, Who is this dude?
Who cares?
Put this together?
This guy.
What's the thing?
That thing in Northern California.
Yeah, what is that?
They blocked out. Like, there's no Fresno schools coming. There's no Stanford or anything like that coming.
Okay. It's all right. It's okay.
I mean, I would rather be in the Pac-12, man. I'm sorry.
If I'm Washington, I don't love it.
Wait, you got a real thing for Washington, huh?
He does.
I just think Washington is a school that's very comparable to Wisconsin, as an example, both academically and maybe they're not as good in basketball, but traditionally they've been really good in football, Washington. And I just love their stadium. I like the market, Seattle. And I just think Washington fits with the Big Ten, whereas like Washington State does not, you know? So yeah, I do like Washington. I like Oregon too. You know,
I don't like any of those schools. I like San Diego State.
Well, you got to have, you got to get San Diego State to the right spot. That's the thing.
That is the right. The Pac-12 is the right spot for this.
In 2024, if San Diego State's playing the Mountain West, it's a massive failure.
It's over.
Of course.
It's
of course. Over. Well,
don't play football.
Put it this way. No, it's not that they won't play football, you know, but you know what might happen though? And this is the whole phrase of don't get left behind. As conferences and teams or schools are making their own moves, don't get left behind. If you're San Diego State and Boise State, you have to team up together like you have in the past, like USC and UCLA just did, like Oklahoma and Texas just did. San Diego State and Boise State have to team up together to get themselves to the best spot.
Yep.
And if they don't, here's the issue. If they don't, they could eventually turn into Eastern Kentucky. They could turn into Valdosta State. And what I mean by that is they could, or North Dakota State, they could turn into a top level 1AA school rather than being a mid. You're laughing, but what I'm saying to you is that if they get left behind, and by the way, Browner, things would only get worse. You know, I'm not saying this is a good thing. I'm saying if you get left behind, that's what you're going to turn into.
Look, man, I'm going to repeat this one more time. If they don't find themselves in the Pac-12, not the Big 12, in the Pac-12, when the dust settles, everybody over there needs to be called to the carpet by the president, because we just spent all this money to build this stadium. For what?
We didn't spend any money.
Well, you know what I mean.
They did.
For what?
To house
like
football.
If you tell me we getting Arizona State in there, we getting Stanford in there, we getting Scott's beloved Washington in there, we're getting Oregon in there. Now we cooking. Now we selling tickets.
I don't know if you're getting that. I'm not sure about it. I'm not sure yet.
And it's also good. Browner, you saying you have to be in the Pac-12. You're assuming the Pac-12 is going to be around.
I just think that the Pac-12 as it holds
right now, but it's not going to be as is.
But what I'm saying, all this is theoretical because no one knows. So if it holds and you just add Boise and you add San Diego State, that is the fourth best conference.
It's not good enough.
What's better?
I'm saying it's not as good as the Big Ten and the SEC. Like, that's the whole point.
No, that's what I'm not saying that they are.
Like, yeah, but what I'm saying is there's going to be something with the Pac-12 and the Big 12. There's going to be something. Someone's going to poach somebody, or they're going to merge.
I'm telling you, this is my opinion.
If they merge, San Diego State will get left out.
Well, here's the thing. Right now. Well, look, put it this way. If Washington, yes, my beloved Washington, I don't know why I've become like this big Washington
big Husky guy.
Big Husky fan over here, man.
Washington, Oregon, mm-hmm. Cal, and Stanford. Mm-hmm. If those mm-hmm. four teams leave to go join Ohio State and Penn State, Michigan, USC, UCLA, if those four teams leave, then all of a sudden the Pac-12 becomes Oregon State, Arizona State, and Washington State and these kinds of schools. And if San Diego State and Boise State join forces with those schools, they're better than the Mountain West, but they're the new Mountain West.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So listen, we've talked a lot about USC, UCLA, the impact on San Diego State. We've talked today a bunch of Padres, Dodgers, and the need for Blake Snell to finally show up tonight and have his best pitching performance, because Blake Snell is 0-for and he's going up against
Cody Gosman. If he don't hit nobody, he's going to be okay.
Yeah, right, because he might have to apologize, you know.
Yeah, he might get roughed up in the first and lose it.
It's in a gift basket.
All I'm saying is this. If Blake Snell ever wanted to make Padre fans believe that he can get back it would be tonight would be the time. He's 0-5. Tony Gonsolin for the Dodgers is 9-0. Padres are 0-7 and Snell starts. The Dodgers are 11-3 and Gonsolin starts.
I'm confident in saying this.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Padres will have to score more than one run to win the game.
Hey, how about that? They're not going to win 1-0 tonight, huh?
No, they're not going to win 1-0 ever.
Right. Not against that offense.
Not going to get it done.
All right. And then the last thing that we've been really talking about today, we got into a whole thing about NBA free agency and the massive contracts that are being just doled out. And Alex said, hey, look, I'm not into the whole re-sign for 250 or re-sign for 270 with your team. I'm into drama. Like, where will Kyrie and where will Kevin Durant end up? Can you play for us what ESPN's Brian Windhorst said on television? Go ahead, Alex.
All right, buckle up, everybody.
But it has been floated to me by executives that I'm sorry, I'm loath to say it.
I can't.
Don't do it.
That if they were be kept together, that the Lakers would potentially have a package that you could trade for both of them.
Let's go,
Richard.
But we don't know. It's too fragile. It's too fragile because we just don't know where KD and Kyrie are, if they're still interested in together. But it would take, after seeing what happened when they were together, almost no team with options would do it. But the Lakers don't have options.
Bang.
So that's the only place I heard it was possible.
It.
But
Russ,
we don't have enough. We don't really have enough information to know.
Wow. I just love the whole suck up of every NBA reporter. We have to tiptoe around their emotions and their feelings to find out if the two of them are still good together before we can then figure out if they can go play together somewhere else.
Team in their right mind would trade for both of these clowns at this point.
Which is why, wow, KD's a clown now. I love. Okay, keep going.
That's great.
Keep going.
He was a king. He's now a clown.
Wow.
I don't understand why Fat Brian Windhorst.
Hey, come on.
Let that dribble out of his mouth.
What's the point of that? ESPN.
Absolutely.
Why would you say that about him?
No,
he's got an issue.
He knows he's fat.
Stop.
There's no way.
So mean.
Absolutely.
Gosh.
No way. Any king
the guy.
With their in their right mind would trade for both of these guys.
Well,
no one.
Well,
after what just happened in Brooklyn?
Counterpoint. No team in their right mind would win a championship and then break down the roster for no reason. No team in their right mind would do it. But when you have hippie Rob Pelinka, who's not in his right mind, he would do it.
Wow. I don't understand the hippie.
He's
a hippie.
I didn't know that about him.
He reads like poetry in his press conferences, and he reads like motivational quotes in his press conference. You don't know about this?
It doesn't sound hippie-ish to me.
He doesn't hang around the press conference long enough for that.
Hey, guys, it sounds like poetry to me.
Scott is a highlight press conference guy. He's not a full beginning to end press conference.
Did Rob Pelinka go to Washington?
I don't know. I have no idea where he went. So mean to Brian Windhorst.
It's dumb. Come on, man. That's dumb, dog.
I mean, come on, man. Hey, dude, they should call those windy facts. You got brown facts, he got windy facts. It's amazing to me that someone like yourself, who is as outrageous as you are, thinks that Windhorst and his whole maybe possible Lakers don't have options, maybe they would. I mean, outlandish and outrageous, but
I don't do reports. I don't do reports. I do opinions. They're massively different things.
If somebody told, anyways, AD, Russ, THT, and a first for KD and Kyrie, make it happen, Robbie. Let's go. Can't get much worse.
No, you see.
Oh, it can.
Well, but the drama. You see, Alex is begging for the drama, and I love it. I'm here.
You can't get worse. How can you get worse?
I'm glad you're ready to burn down
33 wins and out of the playoffs.
You didn't even make the play-in. How could it get worse?
Worse than that?
Would I rather, if you're asking me if I would rather have 4 years of KD or 3 years of AD, I'd take 4 years of KD. Russ is on the books no matter what. Kyrie's on the books for 1 year. He's not coming in with a four-year contract. If it don't work, he's gone. And I still get KD and LeBron together? How does that not make sense for the Lakers? It can't get worse. You got nothing to lose.
Knock yourself. You've already. Knock yourself
you've already.
Out.
I would gladly knock this one out the park, 1,000%. And if you are a Laker fan and you're saying no to this, then you are a ding dong. Okay.
Look at Alex said, and he's representing. He got on his Kobe T-shirt today. He got on the 8 and the 24.
Didn't even realize it. But I'm telling you, if you think running it back with Russ, AD, and LeBron is better than trying to get KD, we're talking about Kevin Durant. As much as I don't like him, I also didn't really like LeBron. Like, if you're telling me that getting Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving is not better than Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook, did you watch every game last year? Because AD wasn't there for 80% of them.
Neither was Kyrie.
Yeah, but in California, it's not a big deal. In New York, it was. California, you're fine. There's no more vaccine mandates. That's gone. That's out the window. We good. We Gucci.
At one point, Kyrie took 3 weeks off the season because there was an attack at the Capitol on January 6th.
Hey, you were upset about it.
And we were hopeful.
He took another 2 weeks off for his sister's birthday.
Hey, like, you got to celebrate your sister, man.
Man, I would have loved for Russ not to have been there for 3 weeks and 2 weeks. Man, I would have loved that.
All right, let's do this.
Browners,
it's Friday afternoon.
30 wins, bro. They were the seventh worst team in Lakers history, Browner. Why would I defend that? Who cares?
The energy that you had when Russell Westbrook got there, that energy will exist if KD and Kyrie show up. Well, at the end of the season, they won't even be showing up to the gym.
Well, here's what the Lakers did yesterday. Just put it up on the screen real quick.
They win 30
Alex.
Games.
Let's just take a look yesterday. Yesterday, a free agency opened, and here's what the Lakers did. They signed Lonnie Walker. Browner, you got 10 seconds of analysis on Lonnie Walker?
Lonnie Walker used to have a ton of hair that hung over his face.
Okay. They signed Damian Jones to a 2-year deal. You got anything on Damian Jones?
I like him.
Good luck.
He was already
there. They signed
there.
Troy Brown Jr., 1-year deal.
Still don't know.
I like him. Good 3-and-D guy. He can make threes and he can play defense, but 15 minutes a game.
And they
only
got
knows him because he came
State.
From the Bulls.
Yeah. And they got from Golden State Juan Toscano-Anderson.
Damn right, baby.
Consequential.
Yeah, you got a Mexican brother.
Damn right, baby. The only Mexican champion in the history of the NBA. That guy can ride the bench and he'd still be my favorite player on the Lakers.
Yeah, you're
going
to get a jersey.
I'm going to get his jersey and hang it behind me.
Nice.
Let's go, Juan.
Let's go to the highlight of the day. Let's get into it before we get out of here. Highlight of the day time here.
Positive
we
vibes only. On
go.
It's time for the highlight of the day.
Do you want to get high, man?
I'm just really high.
We got a new promo code at Tory Holistics. It's SD Pride. So spend a minimum of $75. You'll get 20% off at Tory and California Holistics. So get over there. It's a 3-day weekend. Tory Holistics, California Holistics, online. Spend $75. You get 20% off promo code SD Pride. All right, real quick.
Well, they got a lot of you see the deals they got going on?
Yes. They got this for the 4th of July promos. 20% off Yummy Karma High Gorgeous. 25% off Chemistry and Wild. 30% off Mary's Medicinals, Foos and Friends, and Dr. May. BOGOs is buy 2 full packs of gummies, get a single pack for a penny. Heavy Hitters, buy 1 gram cart, get a disposable for $1. Camino, buy 2 Caminos, get 1 for a penny. ABX, buy 1, get 1 for a penny. Garcia Handpick, buy 2, get a gummy pack for a penny. So much stuff happening.
Dude, and also 4th of July weekend, they've got DJs playing all afternoon at Tory Holistics. And so California. Like when you come in and at California Holistics.
As both of them.
Yeah. And so I'm just telling you, there's so much going on. So whether you're at California Holistics down in Chula Vista or Tory Holistics in Sorrento Valley, they got a lot of things planned for you and a lot of spectacular deals for the 4th of July. All right, Alex, highlight
super,
of the day.
Super, time. Super, super quick. Happy Bobby Bonilla Day, everybody. Today, July 1st, Bobby Bonilla has collected a $1.193 million check from the New York Mets that he has collected since 2011 and will continue to collect until 2035. Not only that, along with that paycheck, he's also getting $500,000 for the same time frame from the Baltimore Orioles. Why? The Mets owed him $6 million, and instead of paying him the $6 million in 2001, they deferred it with interest, which led to $1.2 million per year for 25 years. So, happy Bobby Bonilla Day.
God, what a deal, right?
Good business, like, man.
When he signed that contract with the Mets, he was one of the biggest stars in baseball. Signed for that contract and now gets paid, $2 million a year till the time he's he's probably in his mid-50s until he's in his, you know, 60s or 70s. Dude, that is unbelievable. Genius.
There's five guys that I'll tell you when the show's over.
It's a great retirement plan.
That are currently on similar Bonilla deals.
Okay. All right. Listen, hey, it's Friday afternoon. We're getting out of here early today because we're going to hand it off to a Football Friday. And we're back on Tuesday. Have a safe weekend, everybody. 1090 listeners, peace out. Everybody else, separate finish for you guys. We'll see you guys all on Tuesday. Happy 4th, everybody. All right, everybody. We're wrapping up the week. It's been a great week. So many really fun stories to talk about. And the mayhem of yesterday was amazing. I loved it. You know, like breaking news, the USC, UCLA, our minds immediately. How does it impact San Diego State? And then, you know, just all the NBA craziness. The Lakers getting a bunch of dudes I've never heard of before. That's crazy.
I mean, it's like last year with the Lakers, though, it's the exact same thing they did last year, except they just went out and got old guys that you knew. But it's the same thing this year.
Young guys that you don't know. Same thing, though. Total roster reconstruction.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fourth straight year. I mean, this is ridiculous.
They let Malik Monk go, which was the right move. But then they kind of replaced him with a very similar player, which didn't really make sense. But whatever. Positive vibes only. New year. Hey,
before we get out of here, you said that you had other players that have Bobby Bonilla type deals.
Yeah, I just closed it. Hold on. Yeah, it's all right. There's a bunch of dudes. Not as significant as Bobby Bonilla, but very, very similar. Brett Saberhagen is going to receive $250,000 a year from the Mets. For 25 years, that started in 2004. Damn. Max Scherzer will be paid out his $105 million from the Nationals through 2028. So split up, I can't remember how much that is. I think it's like 15 a year or something like that. Mm-hmm. Manny Ramirez is collecting, since he retired from the Red Sox, 24.2 through 2026. Ken Griffey is receiving $3.59 million from the Reds since he retired until 2024. And Todd Helton gets 1.3 from the Rockies that started in 2010 through 2023.
Amazing. Amazing the way these guys put their contracts together to be getting paid 10 years, 15 years past
Smart
their
business.
Yeah. Dude, Bobby Smart. Bonilla basically set up like an impenetrable 401k.
Yeah.
Like he gets $1.6 million, $1.7 million every July 1st, no matter what.
Every July 1st is lottery day for Bobby Bonilla. And the rest of these guys, too. I mean, really, it's a lot.
But that's only until 2024 for most of them. It sounded like a 2025.
And Scherzer is getting that 100 and whatever from the Nationals while still being the highest paid player by the Mets.
Right. I know. Think about that.
Also, sweet.
Must be nice, bro.
Dude, I'm telling you, if you could get your kid into one sport, where you thought your kid could make the most money. Basketball is the way. The problem is the numbers are so small.
But baseball takes too long. There's a chance. There's a slight chance you get it in basketball, but there's a much slighter chance in baseball. Dude, and you have to wait way longer in baseball to get it.
Look at Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is already 30 years old, and he's just now going to get paid.
Right.
This kid... Yeah. Anfernee Simons is 23 and he got $100 million already.
Right.
And that's on top of the $8 million he's already got when he was 18 years old.
But it's so much harder to become a pro in the NBA. There's only 15 guys as opposed to a whole organization of players in baseball. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but not just a guy in the NBA, not just a player. To become a star, to become a $250 million player like, you know, Zion Williamson now.
Give me that Lou Dort life. Give me that Lou Dort life.
You take that Lou Dort life at $89 million?
I take that Lou Dort money.
Would you, Bradder? Would you really take that money?
I take that Lou Dort money.
All right, listen. Hey, tomorrow.
I'll take a vet minimum.
I'll see you guys tomorrow at iThrive. You guys